Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now,
down at Old Del Mar.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I am Bob Ike, and we are starting a three-day holiday weekend. It is Gold Cup weekend out at Santa Anita. Today, 10 races, 5 stakes races, all cowbreds. It's Gold Rush Day out at Santa Anita. We're also going to have coverage from around the country, Aqueduct 11 races, along with Churchill Downs, Gulfstream Park, Golden Gate. Looks like good weather from around the country. We are excited to kick off this three-day weekend. Let me bring in my co-host, John Lindo. Good morning, John. Great opportunities today and throughout the weekend.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I tell you what, we've been waiting for these kind of cards at Santa Anita, and the three-day weekend, starting with today with these cowbred stakes races, good field sizes, 10 races today, 10 races tomorrow, 11 races on the holiday Monday card, including a couple of grade ones. And the most important thing, big fields and good wagering opportunities for us horse players. Really looking forward to Santa Anita this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, John. Lots going on, too. We'll touch on that. All kinds of events this weekend at Santa Anita. We'll get to those throughout the show. But, John, let's start with a Preakness recap. Last week we saw Dwayne Lucas, 88 years young, and he is back in the spotlight. And, John, he's enjoying every second of it, isn't he?
He sure is. He's a natural when he gets to the media. His sees the gray. Came off a win in the Pat Day Mile at Churchill Downs on the Derby undercard, went straight to the front in the Preakness on a muddy field track, posted fast fractions, and just kept going under jockey Jaime Torres. He posted the 9-1 upset. Mystic Dan, the Derby winner, ran second. He was a head better over Catching Freedom, who was fourth in the Derby, so they ran 1-2-3 in the Preakness. Important to note here a couple of things. First of all, that was the seventh Preakness win for Dwayne Lucas, second only to a guy named Bob Baffert in Preakness wins. And you look at those first three finishers, Seize the Gray, Mystic Dan, and Catching Freedom, they all ran on Derby Day, two of them in the Derby, the other one winning the Pat Day Mile. So maybe we can put to rest some of that scuttlebutt about trying to space out these Triple Crown races. You can wheel back in 2 weeks and run well. It's supposed to be hard, the Triple Crown, five weeks for three races, and that's what makes a Triple Crown winner so special. Leave it the way it is. We've shown it can happen. We've had recent Triple Crown winners, and you can't wheel back in this amount of time. So I think the Preakness answered a lot of questions that way. There was one injury in the race, and that was the other Dwayne Lucas horse, Just Steel, who faded down the lane, came out of the race with a conjugular fracture, had some surgery this week. Dr. Larry Bramlage, everything went well. We'll see what his future holds as far as being a racehorse. But in general, it was a good Preakness race, and you see Wayne Lucas in the winner's circle in the Triple Crown. Some things never change, Bob.
Hey, you saw him with a lot of other co-owners too, right, John? That might have been the most crowded winner's circle we've ever seen in a big race. 2,570 owners on this horse.
It's one of the My Race Horse MicroShare horses, and the second happiest person on Preakness Day was the track photographer. 2,570 owners. We'll see how they can do when they try and get tickets for the Belmont at Saratoga, which I understand is a very hard ticket to come by. And they are pointing to the Belmont Stakes there, and it's going to be a tough race. We're going to have Sierra Leone back in there. Fierceness is scheduled to go. And one change this morning, Bob, as far as the Belmont goes, Flavian Pratt has picked up the mount on Sierra Leone, replacing Tyler Gaffalione there. So interesting change of pace there. He rides a lot of horses for Chad Brown, and he will have the mount on Sierra Leone in the Belmont.
And, John, that's 2 weeks from today. And as you mentioned, you know, it's hard to come back off of 2 weeks and win the Preakness. But Seize the Gray is being pointed for the Belmont. Lucas says he's doing great. Mystic Dan, they're looking at the race. So we might have a few of them in here that have gone through, not that Seize the Gray ran in the Derby, but he ran that weekend. We might have a few of them do the three races in 5 weeks, which I think would be great for racing.
Yeah, I agree. And you're going to have some fresher horses that ran in the Derby, horses like Honor Marie. We talked about Fierceness. Mystic Dan could go. If he doesn't go, Kenny McPeak's filly, who won the Oaks, Torpedo Anna, she's still considering this race. And you'll have some new shooters, a horse named Mindframe, who won on the Derby undercard for Todd Pletcher. He's a horse that's been working with Fierceness this week. He's still considering that race. So it's shaping up as a really good addition of the Belmont Stakes. I think maybe being a mile and a quarter this year has something to do with that, and the uniqueness of being at Saratoga. I think a lot of people want to be involved.
The fresh horses in the Preakness that I kind of keyed around, John, Imagination, he pressed and ran poorly. Tuscan Gold was kind of a non-threatening fourth, didn't appear to handle the track. But so if you were keying in on the fresh horses like me, you got your head pounded in because the ones wheeling back in 2 weeks ran 1-2-3. Well, John, let's talk about a guy who announced that he is going to be retiring at the end of this Santa Anita meet. His name is John White. He's done just about everything you can do in this game. I call him the encyclopedia, an encyclopedic memory for racing history, detail, And currently he's the morning line maker at Santa Anita. It's announced that Jeff Siegel, another institution here, will take over that job at Santa Anita when John does retire. But let's just have a couple minutes on John White and all he's meant to us here in Southern California and in the industry.
Well, I'm proud to call him a friend of ours, and I tell you, he started back with the Daily Racing Form back in 1974 up at Playfair Racecourse in Spokane, Washington. He's been a rider, a chart caller, and a handicapper for DRF. He was one of the very first analysts hired for the new horse racing television station, HRTV. He's done a lot of work in front of the camera as a paddock host at Santa Anita. Like you say, he's been a morning lines maker. He's been a steward. He was a steward at LaBoy Park in Idaho, at Golden Gate Fields, Los Alamitos, Fairplex Park, and Ferndale. He does, you know, he writes an article every week for Express Bet. If there's a hat in the business, John has worn it, and he's done it well. He takes every one of his assignments, you know, with the utmost sincerity. He does his absolute best to be as accurate and informative to the public as possible. You see his morning lines for years in Southern California, first at Santa Anita, and most recently he's been doing Del Mar as well. He tries to be as accurate to the public as possible. He does his homework, and the standard he set, when you compare it to morning lines around the country, it's not even close. So I'm sad that John's retiring. From a personal standpoint, I'm glad to say he gets to leave on his own terms. He's set the bar high. And I'm glad to see Jeff Siegel pick up the mantle and do that, because we know Jeff has as good a beat on the horses in Southern California as anybody. He'll do a terrific job there, too. So the bar's been handed off to Jeff Siegel. He will run with it. But John White, and you know, from what I understand, Bob, you would know better than I, but I heard he had a pretty good jump shot, too.
John, it was more of a set shot, John. He was a three-point specialist. He'd kind of line up. We'd play a lot of community leagues, rec leagues, et cetera, when we were young, and we'd kick the ball out to John. He'd be set up behind the three-point line and pretty much all net. So also a Hall of Famer, a racing Hall of Famer in the state of Washington. So all the best to John, first-class guy, as Jay Pribman tweeted out. When you look in the dictionary under integrity, you see a picture of John White, and I think that says it all. So, John, congratulations. We'll miss you. We'll hope to see you, though, and we'll still call on you when we have a question about something, because, like I said, he's the encyclopedia. Well, John, let's get to the racing today. It is Gold Rush Day, Cal Cup, kind of a version of the Calbred racing today. And not one of the great gambling races, but the horse we have to talk about first and foremost, he's in the third race, and he's drawn the rail, the Chosen Vron, 17 for 22 lifetime. Look at his page. He shows one loss in his last 12 starts. John, if there's been a sure thing in Southern California racing in recent memory, it's pretty much been the Chosen Vron. Does that happen again today?
Well, I think so. He's 2-5 on the morning line, and we will watch for late scratches today, because I know the connections of number 3, Big City Lights, are considering the Triple Bend, a greatest stakes going 7 furlongs next week. I know, you know, Richard Mandel is on record as saying, well, he's not going to face anybody tougher for twice the money in the greatest stakes than he would against the Calbreds today in the Chosen Bronze. So if he comes out, that would just leave us a field of 4. Again, it's not a betting race, but if you're a racing fan, you want to see a good horse do their thing, you know, come out and watch the Chosen Bronze. He just lays his body down every time. I think he's won 12 of his last 13. He's won 16 stakes races. He draws the rail today, so there's a chance, you know, he could break slow. Somebody could put him in a box, but you give him a chance. You let him look the other horses in the eye, and I'll take my chances with the Chosen Vron. Again, one of my favorite horses for years now in Southern California.
He's drawn inside recently in a few of his races, or at least two of his last 3, and you know what? They just show more early speed when that's the case. So that hasn't been a problem either. Nothing has really stopped this horse, and looking forward to him running again today. That's the third race, the Thor's Echo. John, a better gambling race, and one we wanted you to preview today, is the 8th race, the Snow Chief for 3-year-olds going 1 1/8 miles on the turf course. How'd you see this one?
Well, this is a new game for all of these horses, basically, and the horse to beat to me is number 1, Shady Tiger, who comes off a nice win in the Echo Eddie, but that was 6.5 furlongs on dirt. Now, he has won on turf. He won an allowance race going 6 furlongs on turf, but he's never gone 2 turns. And you're not just going 2 turns. You're going 1.125 miles. So a lot of questions today. But I tell you, Bob, in my notes, I've always thought this horse looked like a router. He's not just a blocky sprinter. You watch the way he travels. He's kind of smooth in one pace, and he just keeps going, and he does the same thing as works. I don't think he's going to have a problem getting the 1.125 miles. He'll be tactical coming out of the sprint races. He draws the rail. Juan Hernandez stays with him. And to me, despite the question marks, he is the horse to beat in here. The horse he has to worry about is the proven horse over the turf, and that's number 5, Curlin's Chaos. This is a horse trained by Antonio Garcia. 2 starts on the Santa Anita turf, 2 wins. Now, he's never been the 1.125 miles on grass, but he did run in the Santa Anita Derby at the 1.125 miles, a little overmatched in there. He's a horse that we know likes the course. He'll be coming from off the pace. And they're really the 2 horses that I think are going to dominate this race. The horse they may have to catch if you're looking for a price horse, number 9, Stolen Treasure from the Edward Freeman barn, adds blinkers today. This is a horse when he's made the lead, he's run a lot better. I think with the blinkers on, getting back to the 1.125 miles, you just put him on the lead and see how far he'll run. And if you leave him alone long enough, 12-1 on the morning line, maybe he's got a chance for an upset. But I'm really interested to see how Shady Tiger handles this assignment. I think he's a pretty good cowbred.
Well, John, we want to get a Santa Anita selection from you. Your sheet, the Lindo Report, is available at todaysracingdigest.com and also free at the South Point. Let me get that phone number out at the South Point and get a hold of Steve Johnson if you need a room reservation, 866-780-7223. John, last week you gave us Bolt Divine at 880. I think that made it 2 weeks in a row. Where do you want to go for your Santa Anita radio play today?
I'm going to go to the 7th race today, Bob. At Santa Anita, race number 7, the lead is for the taking, and I think number 4, Dancing Cat, is going to be the one that benefits from the pace scenario. This is a filly that runs very well fresh. Every time off a layoff, she is fired. She ought to make the lead in here, and if they leave her alone long enough, I think that'll be enough to get the job done. Blinkers off today, Juan Hernandez on today, off the layoff for a good barn that does well with fresh horses and Peter Miller. 3-1 on the morning line, number 4, Dancing Cat, race number 7 at Santa Anita. And, Bob, we're going to get a play from you today, and your sheet, too, with the big cards. I'm assuming you're going to be in action all 3 days this weekend.
All 3 days this weekend, for sure, John. I haven't even had a chance to jump into Monday, but I understand that's just an outstanding card. I played races 6, 8, and 10 today as my best plays. Put $144 into the late pick 5. Let's do one of those races, John. It's the 6th race. I'm taking a shot with a price horse in here. I know Stay and Scam's the one to beat, but she's drawn far outside in the 11 post. I'm going to try number 3, Abita, who last time out had a horrible trip. I thought should have won easily, but had to settle for 2nd. This is obviously a much tougher spot. I lose Hector Berrios. He opted to go to a different horse in here, and also Lasix off. So those are the negatives. But the positive is Abita fires every time, and she's 10-1 on the morning line, drawn well inside. So I'm going to take a shot in the 6th race, number 3, Abita, 10-1 on the morning line. That will be my radio play. And, John, before we go to break, let's get it out there real quick that we are doing our show live from the Derby Room in 2 weeks on Belmont Day. We will be out there doing the show there, having a live broadcast. We're also going to be giving out our selection sheets, yours and mine. Our handicapping sheets will be free to everyone in attendance that day. And, John, I know they're getting ready to pack them in. We're going to have a great day out there in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll be out there early, and by the time we get on the air, the Belmont card will already be underway, so I'm sure you'll be in action while we're on the air, and we'll be rooting like everybody else. And come on out, say hi, pick up the handicapping sheets for Santa Anita from Bob and I. We'll have a good time at the Derby Room 2 weeks from today.
Let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com and Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. That's the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio. AM 830.
Fans, this is Memorial Day weekend, and what a weekend it's going to be. Today is Gold Rush Day with six big cowbred stakes races. Thor's Echo, defending champ, the Chosen Braun, is trying to defend his title again today. His only loss in his last 13 starts has been in the BC Sprint Classic last November. Monday brings three giant Grade 1 races, the Hollywood Gold Cup, the Grade 1 Gamely, and the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile. Of course, we have great events lined up as well, like the Corgi Nationals, the Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitationals, the Memorial Day Weekend Carnival, and this Monday is a dollar day with dollar beers and sodas and $2 hot dogs. Plus, on Monday, we will have our annual poker charity tournament event benefiting Folds of Honor, where you can play poker right next to jockeys, trainers, and other racing celebrities. Just go to santanita.com for all the details or give me a call. George Ortuz are in the marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Developed by Horstman, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds and cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos, Golden Gate, and the Northern California Fairs. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all of the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact the CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, why don't we start off, since it is Cowbred weekend, let's talk about our Cowbred of the week. And it's not a horse this time. We'll have one of those tomorrow after today's races. But tell us about it, John.
Right, we've got the five stakes races today, four cowbreds at Santa Anita. As far as our cowbred of the week, a reminder from the CTBA that the Northern California Yearling Sale will be held Tuesday, August 13th at the Alameda County Fairgrounds at Pleasanton. Entries are due by next Friday, May 31. So if you've got a yearling you want to get in that sale, contact Loretta Vega at the CTBA offices, 626-445-7800, extension 227.
And John, the Ship and Win program is back, and we saw an early example of that yesterday, a horse named Roll On Big Joe, who came in. He's going to get some money from Santa Anita, and I think he's still eligible at Del Mar, right?
Right. This is a perfect example of how the Ship and Win program works at Del Mar. Roll On Big Joe came in from Gulfstream Park for the owners Red Baron's Barn and Rancho Temesco, and trainer Bob Hess Jr. wins the allowance race. Now, the purse for the allowance race was $55,000. And the winner's share was $33,000. But because of the Ship and Win, the connections also pick up a check, a travel stipend of $4,000, plus a 40% bonus in the purse. So they picked up an extra $13,200. So the winner's purse yesterday for the Ship and Win horse was $46,200, plus the $4,000 for the shipping. And the horse remains eligible for all the bonuses at Del Mar. This is why you've got to get your horses out early, get a start at Santa Anita, get ready for Del Mar. And if you're looking for the right kind of horse to bring to Del Mar, the first condition book for the Del Mar races is online at dmtc.com. Get a look at the type of races that you might be interested in finding a horse for and bring them out to California.
Well, let's bring in Bob Mazursky. He's the regular handicapper for the Southern Cal Newspaper Group. His graded handicap appears every racing day. His selections at todaysracingdigest.com. Good morning, Bob. How's it going? Hello, Bob.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Okay, we're doing good. Got you there, Bob. First of all, we wanted you to preview the Franz Valentine. I kind of jumped in and gave that race out as my radio pick, so feel free to agree, disagree. How'd you see the sixth race today, Bob?
Well, I think, you know, Stay and Scam is the obvious favorite coming out of graded races. She's run very well in a couple of those, but she's got to deal with the outside post this time, and there is other speed in the race, so I think she might be vulnerable. I respect the horse that you gave out, Abita, just because the race might fall apart. But the horse I like best is actually Medea, the number 8 horse. I thought she's ran pretty well last time against Open Company. She's back with Albrecht today. I realize she hasn't won this year, but I think a mile's her best distance. And I think she'll be a price with Armando Aguilar riding. So in a wide open race, I lean to her. Carmen Miranda could, you know, goes first off the claim for Sadler. She's got the inside post. So I'm going to take a shot with Medea in that race.
5-1, nothing wrong with that. John Lindo, what do you have for Bob?
Yeah, Bob, it's a good wagering card today, a fun day of racing in Santa Anita, 10-race card. I want to get your radio play, the official radio play from you from Santa Anita.
I'm going to go to the first race. I like the outside horse that just broke her maiden, Stop Digging, number 7. I like the way she won last time. I think she's going to get a trip similar to what she got in her maiden win last time. I think the horse she has to beat is really thirsty. I think it's the horse I'm most afraid of, but I'll take number 7, Stop Digging, to repeat for Simon Callahan.
Bob, good luck today. Cash some tickets, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care. Good luck to everyone.
Okay, that was Bob Mazursky representing today's RacingDigest.com. All of our handicappers available there, by the way. And now let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing really well. Looking forward to a great weekend of racing. I know you are, too. First of all, Bruce, we wanted you to preview the Crystal Water, which goes as the fourth race, and kind of the turf version, maybe, of the Chosen Vron, and his name is Kings River Knight. He doesn't get beat too often around here, and he's even money on the morning line. How'd you see the race, Bruce?
Yeah, he's hard to bet against, isn't he? Sort of like the Chosen Vron. He's sort of the turf version on today's card. I mean, look at it. He's won 6 of his last 7 races, 5 of which are stakes. He's undefeated at this distance. He appears to be the controlling speed, although he could lay second. He's not a horse that definitely has to have the front. He's super obvious today. He has to be my top selection. The X factor or the upside horse would be the horse right next door, the 5 Old Pal. He's a younger, more lightly raced horse who came off an 11-month layoff, showed a good kick. He's going to need some help, I think, from someone else in the race to maybe soften off Kings River Knight. That's his best chance, but there is upside with him with his light, you know, the fact that he's been lightly raced. So that would be the only two I could possibly see, the obvious 4 Kings River Knight with possibly the 5 Old Pal.
Well, John Lindo, we've got the Golden Hour bets in play today, and I know you always like to get a play from Bruce, so John, jump on in.
I do, and Golden Gate back in action today after only racing one day last weekend, did not race yesterday, so finally we've got that Golden Hour sequence back, the Golden Hour double and the Golden Hour pick 4. Bruce, do you have a play for us at Golden Gate, whether it be in the Golden Hour races or something earlier on the card?
Yeah, let's do a Golden Hour race. In fact, let's do the finale. And I'm going to hold my breath here on the rail horse, Gotcha Looking, because he is not a good gate horse. And let's talk about him. He came off a 9-month layoff here at Golden Gate, dropped in from Southern California. And again, he broke poorly, but he quickly got into contention. I loved his race. He was pushed far wide. He just never stopped after everything was against him, and he won going away. comes back to SoCal, doesn't break well against a better field. He's back in Northern California, now trying a mile where the break isn't quite as crucial. Maybe breaking in front of the grandstand will be better for him. So I'm keeping my breath held and my fingers crossed on the one. Gotcha looking at the start. The only other possibility here for me would be the 3, Feyruz Tribute, who has a good 2-turn win here. He's another option to use. But let's go with the 1, Gotcha looking in the last race at 6-1 on the morning line.
That'll work, Bruce. And let's come down to Santa Anita now for your second radio play.
Let's go to the 10th race. And can we check the lip tattoo on the 7, Moon Ice? Because he looked like a brand-new horse. Before he went to the sidelines, he threw in 3 clunkers consecutively, goes to a new barn, Richard Baltus. He's protected, still run in a straight maiden, and he makes the lead, and he dominates, running a 108-4. There were split divisions of that maiden race. This was the faster of the 2 races by almost a full second. He did everything right in that race. He should be forwardly placed again. I don't think they're going to blister out here. He could be right up close to the lead. He's never tried the downhill, but, you know, if I can forgive all of his previous history and just look at that last race, he's got a big-time chance to come right back again. So in race 10, again, let's go with the 7, Moon Ice, listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
And tell us what's available at betonbruce.com today.
Full card analysis on the very the nice Santa Anita card today. We have late races from Aqueduct. The best 4 plays at Golden Gate. We do cover the Golden Hour races also. Best bets also at Santa Anita. Audio is included on the full card and the best bets at Santa Anita.
Very good. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. John, before we take our time out, let's mention also the Coast to Coast bet is in play today. And the first leg of that kicks off at Gulfstream Park, their 9th race, at about 2 o'clock Pacific time. So, John, that is always an attractive bet, $1 minimum, 15% takeout.
And I tell you, the payouts continue to be good. They've been averaging right around $10,000 a pop. And the sequence today is Gulfstream Park, the 9th, Santa Anita, the 4th, Gulfstream Park, the 11th, then Santa Anita, the 6th, and Santa Anita, the 8th.
So much going on at Santa Anita. Let's hit a couple things here before the break. How about the Folds of Honor Poker Tournament and donation packages, John? That's for a great charity on this Memorial Day weekend, and I think that runs all through the weekend here at Santa Anita, so make sure you get involved in that. A couple handicapping contests today. First of all, today is the $500 challenge. You put up $500, you get a $300 bankroll. Live money contest, you can try to win into the Monday $1,500 Gold Cup Challenge. There's prize money. There's NHC seats. So lots going on there. And then Monday, as I mentioned, $1,500 Gold Cup Challenge, $1,000 bankroll, live money again, seats for the NHC, the Pegasus World Cup, as well as that Cal Cup day coming up, the California Crown day coming up in September. So great handicapping contest this weekend at Santa Anita as well. Let's take our next time out, and when we come back, we've got John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. You are listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com. From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, we just heard that commercial from Legacy Ranch, but our good friends Pete and Ev Perella up there, and we'll see Pete in a couple weeks out at the Derby Room when we do our live radio show, but they've purchased a new stallion prospect. Tell us about it.
Right. Forbidden Kingdom, who's been with trainer Richard Mandela at the recent digital sale at Fasig Tipton in May, was purchased by Legacy Ranch. He will stand as a stallion prospect at Legacy Ranch in 2025, but there's a chance we might see him at the races later on this year. So congratulations to Legacy Ranch, and looking forward to seeing Forbidden Kingdom. He's, you know, obviously a very fast horse, and he'll fit California pretty well, and want to wish Legacy Ranch some best of luck today, too, in the races, the Cal Cup Stakes races, or Gold Rush Stakes races, excuse me. Clubhouse Ride is represented by Abita and Moments Pleasure in the Franz Valentine Stakes. And Legacy Ranch has a homebred 2x4 in the Snow Chief, and there's Curlin's Chaos as well. They're all by Clubhouse Ride.
Very good. Thank you, John. And how about a word from our sponsor, DK Horse?
Right. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official affiliate of DraftKings. New customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus of up to $250 when you opt in. And make sure you use the code TBLA for Thoroughbred LA. Do that online, get started, and you can play off your phone later this afternoon.
Very good. Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Fired up for a big weekend. And first of all, wanted to get the schedule. Let's update the racing schedule in New York for next week and then how that kind of leads into that racing festival at Saratoga the following week. So what's happening in your part of the country?
Okay, so Monday will be special day of racing at Aqueduct, and it will be the last day of racing until Saratoga, which starts a week from Thursday. They start their four-day festival, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which obviously includes the Belmont Stakes, which will be run at Saratoga this year at a mile and a quarter. and it's really shaping up to be some terrific race. You got a lot of horses coming from all over, and I think it's going to be the best Triple Crown race of all three.
Yeah, it very well could be. And, you know, at a mile and a quarter, you're going to get some horses that normally maybe would have passed at a mile and a half. So this is going to be a great festival up there. Looking forward to a lot of good stuff going on. John Lindo, why don't you jump in and get the first play from Mr. Hardoon?
Yeah, John, it looks like the weather's pretty good around the country today, which is, I guess, unusual in this day and age. So we have good conditions around the country. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Well, we're going to go to Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, I guess, and look at the eighth race today. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf, and I like number three horse in here, Stella Mars. This is a six-year-old mare who was claimed two starts back by trainer Mike Maker. Last time out, she made her first start for him off of a long layoff. She's got plenty of good races to go back to. She's won at the distance in the past. Andrew Wolfson, who rides at Parks during the week, actually comes in to ride this horse. You're going to get every bit of the 9-3 she's listed at, and I like number three, Stella Mars, to win today's eighth race out at the Big Eight.
Eighth race at Aqueduct, number three, Stella Mars for John Hardoon. And, John, we always want to get your second pick. Where do you want to go for that one?
Let's go to Santa Anita, look at the seventh race today. It's 6 furlongs on the main track, and I like number one horse in here, Irish Wahini. 5-year-old mare was claimed two starts back by Liberato Baracco, and this guy's having another solid meet. This horse is really in the best racing shape of her career. She breaks from the inside, but she's won from the inside in the past. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. Number one, Irish Wahini, should win today's seventh race out at Santa Anita.
And, John, tell us what you have available today at the website.
JONHARDOON.com. Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have the Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Churchill selections.
And again, John, racing through Monday at Aqueduct. Then there's a little break. Head up to Saratoga for that four-day festival, which is going to be just tremendous racing. And it'll be right in your backyard, too, John. So I know you like it quiet, but you're going to enjoy having some live racing there before the summer, right?
Yeah, we'll deal with 4 days of craziness. I mean, you can't get a reservation. Every restaurant is booked. Every hotel is booked. It's going to be a madhouse. But we'll deal with it for the 4 days. Hopefully the weather cooperates, because that's going to be the key. They got a ton of turf races. And, you know, we've had a lot of rain up here the last month or so. So hopefully they'll all be gone by the time the Belmont Stakes arrives.
John, maybe you make a little pocket money, you know, using the driveway and the front yard for some parking there, and like they do at Churchill, get $50 to $100 a parking spot.
Oh, yeah, you'll get it those days for sure.
John, take care. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right, let's bring in Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob, I just want to find out if there's any truth to the rumor that they had valet parking at John Hardoon's house.
they're going to for the festival, I think. He's gonna sell the sheets and sell parking spots right outside. It's going to be a big weekend for Hardoon.
I hope so.
Give us the conditions down at Florida. From what I saw, it looked like things are in pretty good shape down there today.
All well, as long as you like hot and humid. Looks like once again we'll get through the cards. We've been getting through the cards for the most part and getting plenty of turf racing. One other quick note, I just wanted to can also shout out wishing John White all the best in retirement. He is the reason that all these years I've continued with the rhyme with each of the selections. He came down here, did something on one of the big days of Calder, and we worked together. And he told me how many people approached him and the like. And I promised him way back then that every time I did it, I'd be thinking of him. And I know I've said it off and on through the years, but it is because of him cementing it in that I've continued to do it all these years. So that is my ultimate respect for him.
And you're going to keep doing it, I'm assuming, Toby. Even in John White's retirement, we need you to keep up with the rhymes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing is going to change. As long as I'm around just think of John, and it'll be a way of remembering him every day, every Saturday, anyhow, every Sunday.
John Hardoon, jump right in.
You got John Lindo, not Hardoon here, but
I'm sorry. Geez, too many. We got John's, J-O-N's, J-O-N's. Sorry, John
Valet,
Lindo.
We might have valet parking at John Lindo's house when Demar opens.
Exactly. Whatever it takes.
Sorry,
right, Toby,
John.
Toby, I need you to rhyme me a winner here at Gulfstream Park today.
Okay, ninth race. You guys like the coast-to-coast pick five? Get you started with a 6-1 shot. Number 5, Eldon's Prince, coming off my horses to watch list. I think he'll get the right trip in here and get the job done. His main rivals are the 8, Win for the Money, the 7, Main Event, and the 6, Eyes on the King. Bear in mind, the 6 and 8 are both trained by Mark Caffey. 5, 8, 7, 6, Lindo gets all the 6 in the 9th at Gulfstream Park.
Very good. All available at TobyCallett.com. All Gulfstream all the time, right, Toby?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll go to the website, TobyCallett.com. Thank you, sir. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, final segment to come up is going to be Scott Shapiro and Michael Rona. That's our final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, this is Memorial Day weekend, and what a weekend it's going to be. Today is Gold Rush Day with 6 big cowbred stakes races. Thor's Echo, defending champ, the Chosen Braun, is trying to defend his title again today. His only loss in his last 13 starts has been in the BC Sprint Classic last November. Monday brings 3 giant Grade 1 races, the Hollywood Gold Cup, the Grade 1 Gamely, and the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile. Of course, we have great events lined up as well, like the Corgi Nationals, the Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitationals, the Memorial Day Weekend Carnival, and this Monday is a dollar day with dollar beers and sodas and $2 hot dogs. Plus, on Monday, we will have our annual poker charity tournament event benefiting Folds of Honor, where you can play poker right next to jockeys, trainers, and other racing celebrities. Just go to SantaAnita.com for all the details or give me a call. George Ortuz are in the marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Trials to our first grade one futurity of the meet are set for Sunday, May 26th. It's trials night to the Ed Burke Million, led by impressive debut winner Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, plus recent top winner Devil's Tower. California's top quarter horse juveniles will be in action on Ed Burke Trials Night, and our pick four pools continue to rise. The early pick four had a pool of over $213,000 on May 5th, and the late pick four pool was $191,000 on May 12th. Join us for live racing in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681, and don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Shed a tear just as long as you stand.
Welcome back. Final segment. Thoroughbred Los Angeles kicking off a three-day weekend. First post today at Santa Anita, 1 o'clock, 10 race card, 5 cowbred stakes. John Lendo, there's also a Memorial Weekend Carnival and Smorgasbord going on there. Barbecue Invitational all weekend out at Santa Anita. Lots going on. And if you can't be out there, how about a couple spots to hit at our off-track facilities, John?
Well, if you're in the San Clemente area, the OC Tavern is now back up for watching and wagering on the races. You can get out there early, catch the East Coast tracks, have a little lunch on the revamped menu in the dining area out there, and then get busy with Santa Anita. And I know you make your stop in the Inland Empire quite a bit at the Derby Room, Bob.
I'll be out there tomorrow, John, and I'm going to reserve our seats for a couple weeks in advance and get our nameplates out there and have a great day tomorrow out at the Derby Room. Say hi to Brandon and Monica. Tell them you heard about it right here on TBLA. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John.
All is well here, hopefully with you as well, and wanted you to preview, first off, the feature race today at Churchill Downs. That's called the Kirtana. It goes as the 10th, a mile and a half on the turf for fillies and mares. How'd you see this one, Shapper?
Yeah, compact group of 6 acre with Tower Bridge, the 3 horse, coming out to the hot team of Sherita Bell and Brian Hernandez Jr. I think there's no doubt that Chop Chop is the one to beat in here as she looks to make it 2 in a row. After a pretty dominant win in the Bewitt back on April 26th, going the same mile and a half distance over the Keeneland turf. But I think she got the better trip and had the recency edge over number 4, Atomic Blonde, who came from a little further off of it that day. It hadn't raced since mid-November of last year for Christophe Clement. So second off the bench, I think Atomic Blonde with a little bit of a setup front, which should happen with the presence of number 6, Standin C, has a chance to spring the upset. Vergara is the other one likely to take money. This one had a pretty good trip last out and was handled pretty easily by Chop Chop and also beaten by Atomic Blonde. So I'm against that one, but I think Chop Chop the one to beat. Atomic Blonde, if double the price or a little less, maybe the one to bet.
John Lindo.
Well, it looks like we're fast and firm at Churchill Downs today after that weather earlier in the week, and it's a good wagering card. So, Shepard, where do you want to go for a radio play at Churchill Downs?
Yeah, John, let's go to the finale. Race 11 goes at 5:55 Eastern, 2:58 Pacific, 7 furlongs, the second division of a filly and mare, 3-year-old not made special. And I like the second-time starter, number 5, Boogie Not Basic, a daughter of Oscar Performance. Debuted on the turf, broke from the rail, took a ton of money, went off at 2-1 in an 11-horse field at Keeneland, but didn't seem to like the turf. But they're going to regroup. The Oscar Performances have been really, really good on the dirt, despite his career being mostly on the turf. So I like this one to rebound. I like the money this one took on debut. So number 5, Boogie Not Basic, 5-1 on the line in race 11 at Churchill.
That works, Shapper. And give us your Twitter handle like you did last week. You're very active on social media and want you to get that out there to the listeners.
Appreciate it. Yeah, at ScottShap34 is the Twitter handle. I'll be following along at Churchill today and looking forward to the big weekend of racing at Santa Anita as well.
Very good. Thanks, Scott. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Good luck.
All right. That was Scott Shapiro. Final stop. We'll hit down to Los Alamitos track announcer Michael Rona. Good morning, Michael.
A very good morning to you, Bob.
We know you've had some late nights doing your work on the Aussie races for FanDuel. Appreciate that, bringing your insight. But you've got a nice weekend lined up at Los Al, starting with a strong allowance race tonight. And then tomorrow night, full of trials, the Ed Burke Million Futurity Trials. And you've got 12 of those to deal with on Sunday night. So lots going on, Michael.
Yes, it was just 2 weeks ago that we had the finals of the Grade 2 Kindergarten Futurity, and tomorrow night, trials to the Grade 1 Edberg Million Futurity. A dozen trials, as you mentioned, Bob, meaning three pick fours across the card, and we kick off at 6:30 tomorrow night. The place pick all will operate on the first 10 races, and to me, the interesting dynamic tomorrow night is that we have seven of the finalists from the Kindergarten Futurity returning, including the second and third place getters, By Bud and Play Misty, along with the horse who was the fastest qualifier and beaten favourite, that was Fear and Fridays. I just am of the opinion that some of the two-year-olds who have debuted since the trials to the Kindergarten Futurity are better placed heading into these trials tomorrow night. They've run comparable times to the fastest kindergarten qualifier. They come off a little bit more rest time, and I'm expecting a big impact from some exciting, lightly raced two-year-olds tomorrow night. It's going to be a great night of racing.
John Lindo, jump in with Michael.
Well, before I get the post time and a play tonight at Los Alamitos, I'm looking forward tomorrow night, Michael, to see Norco run back. I was really impressed by that the debut, and he is in race four as part of that the 12-race card, all futurity trials tomorrow night. That'll be fun. But as far as tonight, again, what is the first post time tonight with the 10-race card at Santa Anita, and where do you want to go for a radio play?
Yeah, well, just briefly on Norco, John, his debut was spectacular. And he's one of those horses to whom I alluded just before, along with Big Hurt in race two tomorrow and Wire Fraud in race five, Norco in race four. Those three horses were all exceptional debut winners, and they are hot prospects for tomorrow night's trials. For tonight, John, we have a 6:35 first post, and Bob mentioned an allowance race to wrap up the program. I tell you, it's one of the best allowance fields I can remember in my 4.5 years on the job at Los Alamitos. It's stakes worthy. Clearly, these horses are using it as a prep to the trials, to the vessel's maturity on June 16, which is the same night, by the way, as the final of the Edberg Million Futurity. And the vessel's maturity, in turn, is a ticket into the Champion of Champions. It's a very important race. Huge depth in this allowance race tonight. I don't have time to run through the credentials of four or five very well-credentialed horses. So let me just skip to my play for tonight, which is the outside post number seven, Lawless Wallace, turns up for new trainer Monte Arosa, having not raced since last September. He went off form last summer, but he was very good as a 2- and 3-year-old. And was formerly trained by Eddie Willis. He has a bullet gate work for Arosa coming in off the layoff. And at 9-2 on Ed Burgart's morning line, I think he's got a big look. He's 2-for-2 at Los Alamitos, going back to the 2 million futurity trials of the end of 2022. A classy horse on the comeback trail. And I think he's a good price from the outside post. Number 7 in race 9, Lawless Wallace.
Very good, Michael. Have a great night, great weekend, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you, and happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. I just hope that everybody remembers why they should be happy, Bob. It's not just an excuse for a welcome summer barbecue. Freedom plus liberty equals happiness, whether or not the younger generation knows it.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. I was going to also mention, let's honor those who gave their lives for this great country, as well as taking in all the great racing and barbecues on Monday. Well, thank you to Jake Rich inside. He did a great job. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. John Lindo, thank you for co-hosting. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Hope you enjoy a great weekend. Put the flag out on Memorial Day, and let's have a great, great weekend and appreciate this country and those who gave for it. Thank you very much. Good luck today, and cash some tickets out at the racetrack. We'll talk to you again next Saturday on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. He's always on
steady course. Talk to Mr. A. People yakety yak the streak and waste your time of day. But Mr. Ebb will never speak unless he has something to say.